It's also true that we don't grow up in a vacuum. We live in a society, and whether we like it or not, that society affects what we think of as good or bad, possible or impossible, not to mention how we think about ourselves and our abilities. Unfortunately, many of society's influences have a negative effect. It's only by reaching down inside ourselves and thinking in new ways that we can overcome them. When you think about it, it's really no wonder most people do not live creative lives. After all, society seems to stifle whatever natural creative abilities we have at a very young age. We're taught to conform to rules, especially in the conventional, controlled academic environments in which most of us grow up in. In school, we're often told to think the way most people think and do what we're told to do without question. Instead of being encouraged to think creatively, we are told that there is only one right answer to every question. We're told to get in line, to be logical or practical, and warned not to rock the boat or be foolish. And this training pays off in the worst possible way. By the time we reach adulthood, our creativity has either been completely subdued or has never developed at all. We act the way we've been programmed to act, that is, conventionally. Even as adults, the reinforcement to act that way continues, not in the structured manner imposed in our school years, but more subtly, almost undetectably, by the norms set by our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, and our bosses. If we don't follow these norms, we're made to look foolish, feel isolated, and might even be chastised until we give in and do things the same way everyone else does. Finally, we end up like laboratory rats, conditioned to respond the way someone else wants us to. It can be difficult to buck the system that tries to fit us into its mold, but it's not impossible. To break out of its grip, you need to turn your back on negative influences in your life and bravely take steps to develop your innate creativity. The most positive factors for developing your creativity lie inside you, just as they do in everyone else. Abraham Maslow, a behavioral theorist who studied human creativity, believed, like I do, that all people have the potential to be creative. By looking at people from all walks of life who demonstrated creativity in their daily lives, he was able to figure out 7 different things they had in common. One thing Maslow discovered is that creative people are able to give up the past and look at problems from new angles, to discover the solution to a problem from within the problem itself, rather than imposing a tired old rule to try to solve it. Creative people also tend not to worry about the future and to be completely involved in moment-by-moment living, making bold decisions without worrying about how it's going to affect the opinion of their peers about them. Creative people are also able to think like children in that they can view any problem as if they're seeing it for the first time without preconceived notions of what the solution must be. Beyond that, they learn to shut down self-criticism and silence the voices of society that will tell you something can't be done or that it must be done a certain way. They're brave and fearless in their decision-making, especially in the face of criticism from others, and they persevere and demonstrate the strength and courage required to carry out their plans. Finally, they maintain a positive self-image, accepting themselves and thinking of themselves as creative. To me, the most important characteristic is the last one, the ability to maintain a positive self-image. Your ability to be successful in life lies in your ability to see yourself as a creative person, a problem solver, someone who can view things in unconventional ways and find innovative solutions to problems that other people might think of as unsolvable. In short, to be creative, you must believe in yourself and you must make innovative problem-solving and decision-making your way of life. Beyond that, you must be willing to be brave, to leave your comfort zone of conformity, and move away from all that is seemingly safe and secure.